News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we explore the northeastern part of India, it gets intriguing to know about it in each episode. So, let me tell you about the excitement in today's episode. In this episode, we have a special interview with Biswajit Methi, State Consultant for Capacity Building and Monitoring at UNICEF in Assam, where he discusses UNICEF's role in the cleanliness drive in Assam. We will also reflect on the vibrant squash festival that recently took place in Manipur. But first, let's head to Aizawl, Mizoram, where a group of young volunteers under the banner of Aizawl Garbo is working hard to improve waste management in the city. Here is our correspondent Irene with more details.
Launched in February 2024, Aizawl Garbo is a pioneering door-to-door garbage collecting agency dedicated to transforming waste management in Aizawl city. With a passionate team of 8 motivated youth and students, Aizawl Garbo not only provides essential waste collection services but also meaningful employment opportunities, contributing to sound income generation within the community. Speaking to Akashwani, Seelal Muankima, founder of Aizawl Garbo, said that their service is covering almost all parts of Aizawl city. He said that Aizawl Garbo believes in greener and cleaner Aizawl. He added that with the hilly and sloping landscapes, Aizawl presents unique challenges when it comes to garbage disposal. He says,
launched on February 14, 2024, Aizawl Garbo is a pioneering door-to-door garbage collecting agency founded by Mr. C. Lalmuankima, dedicated to transforming waste management in Aizawl city. With a passionate team of 8 motivated youth and college students, Aizawl Garbo not only provides essential waste collection services, but also creates meaningful employment opportunities, contributing to sound income generation within the community. Operating primarily at night, our efficient and reliable service has rapidly gained traction, covering nearly every corner of the city. Today, we proudly serve over 300 residential and commercial customers, establishing ourselves as a trusted name in waste management. Our commitment to excellence and sustainability has fueled our remarkable growth, currently achieving an impressive rate of 120%. At Aizawl Garbo, we believe in a cleaner, greener future for Aizawl, and we are excited to continue expanding our services to meet the needs of our vibrant community. In a city where time is of the essence and convenience is key, Aizawl Garbo has been serving the community for the past 7 months with dedication and commitment. As we all know, Aizawl's hilly and sloping landscapes presents a unique challenge when it comes to garbage disposal. Traditional method of waiting for the sanitation truck to arrive at different times can be inconvenient and impractical for many households. Currently, the lack of a dedicated door-to-door solid waste collecting system in Aizawl city has led to various environmental and health hazards in our city. Improper disposal of waste not only pollutes our surrounding, but also poses a threat to public health. Imagine a service that comes directly to your store steps, regardless of the terrain or the time of day. No longer will you have to navigate the slopes and wait for the truck to arrive. In a city like Aizawl, where the landscape poses challenge to traditional waste management practices, door-to-door garbage collection emerges as a beacon of progress and sustainability. It not only addresses the logistical issues of garbage disposal, but also promotes a cleaner and greener environment for all residents. Our aim is simple yet profound: to cater to the needs of busy individuals who have no time to wait for the AMC garbage truck at the sanitation point. We operate exclusively at night, navigating the heavy traffic and narrow streets of Aizawl to ensure a seamless and efficient service. To cater the diverse needs of our community, Aizawl Garbo has deployed vehicles for garbage collection and navigated narrow roads and alleys. Our dedicated team is committed to upholding the highest standard of waste management practices and promoting environmental sustainability in Aizawl. We are a platform for young individuals and college students to earn an income during the night hours. We believe in not only providing a service but also creating opportunities for the youth of our city. Our mission extends beyond mere collection. We strive to contribute to a cleaner and greener Aizawl, working in partnership with the AMC to responsibly dump the collected waste at the Solid Waste Management Center. By eradicating littering in the streets and outskirts of our city, we aim to foster a sense of pride and cleanliness among our fellow residents. We stand as the pinnacle of door-to-door collection services in Aizawl, setting a standard of excellence that is unmatched. Our collaboration with the authorities and our unwavering commitment to our city's cleanliness set us apart as a beacon of progress and sustainability.
Whereas the Aizawl Municipal Corporation is taking steps for clean and green Aizawl, the upcoming dedicated youngsters for waste management is a beacon of hope and sustainability for the people of Aizawl. Irene Akashwani, Aizawl.
In Manipur, each community celebrates its unique festivals throughout the year, many of which highlight specific fruits and vegetables to support local farmers. Some notable festivals include the Kachai Lemon Festival, Orange Festival and Sirarkhong Chili Festival. Recently, the Squash or Chayote Festival took place from September 25th to 27th in the Ukhrul district. Our Imphal correspondent J.J. Thokjam brings us a report on this three-day celebration.
The fifth edition of the Ukhrul Squash or Chayote Festival 2024 was kicked off on Wednesday at the 35 Assam Rifles Ukhrul Town Post at Thahau in Ukhrul District, showcasing 52 different varieties of squash. The festival, organized by Ukhrul Cell Health Group Federation, runs till September 27, and people visited the festival site to buy the indigenous crop. The local MLA inaugurated the festival, where other local dignitaries and community members were also present. The organizer informed us that around 11,000 kilograms of squash were exhibited for sale in the festival. Moreover, this year's festival featured the largest variety of squash ever presented. However, due to the ongoing crisis in the state, the number of buyers visiting the festival is less compared to the previous festival. Speaking to Akashvani News Northeast Diary, a buyer said that squash grown in Ukhrul district has unique taste from other places and therefore it is known as green gold. He said,
"My name is Victor and I'm coming to the festival to buy different varieties of squash. This indigenous crop has nutrients which are good for health and enhance dietary diversity. Moreover, it is one of the vital contributors to our local economy and the crops have potential to boost economic development in the district. It has also come to note that the self-help group also started producing squash juice and chips which will soon be available in the market. The initiative will diversify the local economy and encourage farmers to explore new avenues for their produce."
As part of the festival, a competition among the participating self-help groups was organized and winners were given cash awards. Different cultural items were also showcased during the festival. J.J. Thokjom, Akashvani News, Northeast Diary, Imphal.
In our Personality of the Week segment, we bring an interview with Biswajit Methi, State Consultant for Capacity Building and Monitoring at UNICEF in Assam. The interview is conducted by Manas Pratim Sharma, focusing on the theme Swachhata Hi Seva.
Welcome, Mr. Mehti.
Thank you.
As we all know, the entire country is implemented the Sasadahi Seva, the cleanliness drive. So, what's the basic role of the UNICEF, you know, in empowering people in general, or the government organization, or the, along with them, the students?
As you know that UNICEF's main motto is do the welfare of the children and mothers from their inception. And Swachhata is very much related to the children, and mostly even in a, if we consider a household level, then the mostly the ladies, they used to take care of all this, your cleanliness and other things. So from UNICEF, the Swachhata is the key component. Now the Swachhata Seva, it started from 2014 onwards. It's a mission mode drive from the government of India, which is followed by the respective states. Here it is, although it is from the, now this year it is from the 17th of the September to the 2nd October. But this is the mission mode drive. But Swachhata, we should follow it throughout the year. And here the UNICEF play a critical role. As we know that UNICEF always do the things, advise, provide the technical inputs, technical guidelines, and in certain extent the funding for this pilot kind of initiative. So here you can see that throughout the year UNICEF not only engaged with the government bodies, different government bodies and the other partner organizations to create a clue of the awareness. From a WASH point of view, water, sanitation, hygiene, these three critical things are there. As you mentioned, the schools, UNICEF play a very critical role in schools, not only providing the support in case of technical inputs, but also the building the capacity of these teachers, capacity of the SMC members. So how to treat the facility, existing facilities in the schools through the operation maintenance, because that is a very critical issue. So you have a facility, if you are don't know how to maintain it, then you will not get the optimal use of it. So if you have a toilet, then what is their scheduling of the cleanliness, whether you have your cleaning materials or not, who are going to be engaged, and what would be the role of the other people, like your district officers, education officers. So what will be their role? So all the chain of the action, I'm just giving an example of the schools. So UNICEF play in every role, not only for the state level, as in case of the policy formation is concerned, guideline preparation is concerned, at the district level, capacity building or the advocacy, and even at the school level. Now, a few days back, we went to a school in Gualpada. So there we found there is an issue, very burning issue of the menstrual hygiene management. It is a Kasturba Gandhi hostel is there also. So the even the hostel girls, they don't have that facility. They used to just dump outside. So there is a simple technical matka incinerator. It's a very cost effective. So we just passed the information to the schools, and schools took it in a very positive way. And they then and then constructed, and they shared the pictures with us. So it's I just mentioned only one thing. Few days back, with the support of SBMG, the UNICEF provided a kind of a extensive support in case of pipe composting is concerned. Now the schools which have more than 100 students in their schools, through the department, there is a circular that you should go for a pipe composting. So whatever the biodegradable waste, your excess rice or other things, so you can put over there and it will generate a compost, which you can use in your school compound. So this pipe composting, introduction of this technology and this guideline and other things, UNICEF provided support over there. So this is the only one way. Now, as sir already mentioned, so I don't want to repeat that. In case of this FSTP in Assam, not only in Assam, throughout this country, Assam played a very critical role in case of installation of these FSTP units. Earlier, what the people used to do, they used to just take the sludge from this septic tank and dump to the river or the open ground. Now, at least this introduction and also the Doha, Department of Housing and Urban Affairs, they took it in a very positive manner. We are thankful to the Secretary Ma'am and others whosoever concerned. The UNICEF do a really a kind of advocacy at that level, and the 32 already approved and 6 already operational. Rest are going to be open soon. Third thing is that the training program, as sir mentioned. Fourth thing, even this is all these hospitals, there is a assessment called KayaKalp and others assessment that's going on to check what is the status of these WASH facilities over there, whether all those whosoever the stakeholders over there, they are nurse, ANM or other person, whether they are following the prescribed guideline or not. So here UNICEF also played a role through the manpower support, through the technical inputs, so that this assessment can be done smoothly, and based on the result, then the corrective measures can be taken.
Right. As we are discussing that the positive impact of constructing separate toilets in schools, you know, that it's helped in reducing the dropout in school.
True.
Not only in Assam, in the pan-India scenario. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of, you know, the maternal health, if we see on it, that what is the impact and how can a society play a positive role in reducing IMR and MMR? Like, you know, we have a, you know, we talk about pregnant lady, you know, pregnancy, you know, that the hygiene, health hygiene is a very important component. So how come as a society, as a guardian, you know, can play a positive role in reducing IMR, MMR in terms of maintaining health and hygiene, maintaining cleanliness?
Very, very important. Thank you. Here, very briefly, I'll mention, and I'll mention the three major areas where UNICEF are playing a major role. First, if we are considering the institutional level, means for school. In schools, from the beginning, it is not only the puberty stage, it is the pre-puberty stage. So a girl who are going to enter into the puberty stage, she is very much unknown about what is going to change. So certainly, she will be in fear, she will be in trauma. So that from the pre-puberty stage to start a counseling, that something is going to your body and it is very natural. Don't have a fear. Whenever it will happen, whenever there is a bleeding, then please come to us. And it's happened to everybody, so don't be fear. This pre-puberty stage counseling. So one is that, and this menstrual hygiene management properly. So a school should have a washroom, should have a bucket, so that they can come, they can attend the schools on a regular basis. And those things, as you already mentioned, there's MMR and IMR. This is the initial stage to sensitize you on a sexual reproduction process. Now coming to the next step. So when those in Anganwadi, this Anganwadi, there is already a process where the adolescent girls used to come, where the pregnant women used to come, and there is a counseling process. So this through this counseling process also, we used to teach them that through the UNICEF provided so many support to the department, everything is to the department, that why you should take care about yourself whenever you are pregnant women, so the food and hygienic practices, wash your hand properly, even after the delivery also, when you should wash your hand, that's the critical times. We have a perception that ye bacche ki tatti hai, this is a child face, so that is not harmful, but this is very much harmful. So how you have to manage it, and you have to collect it, and it will dump to the, not in the outside, simply you have to put it in your septic tank or your pan or something in your toilet. So this learning, that before delivery, when you are pregnant woman, so what steps you have to take in from your fooding, from your hygienic practices, personal and environmental. Second, after delivery also, what should you do with your child? And third thing is the institution, there's a PHC, primary health center, or the health center. So in health center, whenever you are visiting a health center, what should be the minimum facility available so that a patient should access it? There should be RAM, there should be a certain commode system. So those very, very critical but small, teeny things, UNICEF's role is over here to intervene, to guide the department or the government institutions, bring other partners, expert agency, conduct a kind of workshops, information sharing, brainstorming session. Those are the critical areas. And to a certain extent, definitely, we were able to achieve it. We improved the rate, we reduced it drastically compared to the old one.
Right. And in terms of Assam, while we are talking about maintaining cleanliness, health hygiene, or in Sosodahi Seba, UNICEF as an organization, how your organization is being engaged with other government department or other agencies, what the help you are providing to them, or vice versa?
Great. Thank you. UNICEF's role, mostly UNICEF used to do with the government. So whatever the existing UNICEF mostly role is, that one is support to the formulation of the policy, sometime kind of a pilot work to show that, okay, whether it is effective or not, then government used to take it in a larger scale. To do that, to support this government program, existing government program, UNICEF sometimes brings various implementing partners to support this. Like, for example, in 4 flood-affected areas, like Lakhimpur, Majuli, Vishwanath, and Dhemaji, UNICEF engaged an implementing partner called RVC, who is supporting the government in case of this mitigation, the awareness of this flood affected area, what could be the climate resilient structures, and after flood, what should be the intervention planning, and those things are going on. So UNICEF mostly provided support to the government department through a convergence basis. Because most of the cases, what happens is the practical things. We are doing the things, the government departments are doing the things, but certain there is no connections.
Yes.
So the repetitive things are there, or the waste of your things are there. So UNICEF tried to bring those things in a single platform so that a mutual use or the symbiotic use of facilities can be done. Just an example, FSTP. FSTP is specifically constructed by the urban body. Now this FSTP, the usability, because if the infrastructure is there, then the optimal uses should be maintained to ensure the sustainability. The optimal use will be ensured when it will be reached to the maximum capacity or at least the optimal capacity. So only the capacity, whatever these FSTPs are, we are bringing, it is not possible to achieve through the only the urban bodies supply. So we need to tag the rural one. Now, here is the facilities done by the urban body. We are tagging the rural. In vice versa, the plastic waste management unit, it is made by the SBMG, the rural body. If we can tag it with the whatever the waste is generated in the urban body and they can process it, they can take the advantage of this, the same facility. Now the construction is made by the rural body, it can be used by the urban body. This kind of support. So now, rather than creating a duplications, if we can ensure the symbiotic use, and the UNICEF is playing the role over there to bring the platforms and also to help in this kind of a MOU, develop a MOU, so that there should be a written document. So what will be the role and responsibility of the individual department or the stakeholders? So clarity should be there. So those things in case of bringing UNICEF is doing. And in case of vice versa, we are really thankful to all the departments in Assam. They are extensively supporting UNICEF in this regard. They are seeking the advice time to time. What could be the process, what could be the next steps, and we are thankful for their endeavor.
Right, and finally, as we are talking about the awareness part, the awareness is one of the key components of any project, any policies, any schemes to get it done, to get out the best result. UNICEF, for last couple of years, I am also personally glad to be engaged with UNICEF. You have a great initiative that the Radio for Child, where the government, Akashvani, and the private FM channels have been brought together to disseminate information. Now, keeping that mind and that the awareness part, particularly health hygiene, child health, mother health, how do you see the awareness level in general in Assam, and what's your future planning to reach out for a betterment of the society to boost the health indicators in the state?
Very good. One important thing, as you already mentioned, the radio is a very effective medium. Before coming to this video, the audio is the only one. Its reach is mostly because of it's cost effective and easily available on those days. And even suppose it does not require a kind of a huge support, like your electricity and other things. So the acceptance level for this audio system is very much. So as you mentioned, the UNICEF already collaborated to disseminate the information. And unlike your video, the audio, you can go to the vernacular subject also, different your local language, so that ultimately the message should reach to the target audience. So that is the one of the media. Apart from that, UNICEF also advised the government bodies, for example, SBMG. So we always advise that there should be effective communication material. In those cases, UNICEF supported in case of designing those materials in soft copies. I think, for example, there is a booklet, sir. You have already shared that. Yeah. This is the booklet. This booklet is for the sanitation worker. What need to be their personal hygienic measures and professional hygienic measures. And it was in English. That also UNICEF developed. But we never circulate that English one over here.
Vernacular language.
So we failed a need. Then it will be all the effort will be in vain. So UNICEF provided a support and SFAD lead it. I'm really thankful to sir to take it in and effectively and already done. Only we have confirmed. And then now we're going to circulate it. So once, and even I have a faith that even in Assam also, like Kachar, It's a mostly Bengali dominated area. Even there are certain pockets where Assamese people may be talking different, like Karbi Anglo. The Bengali speaking people are there. So even if we come to that level also, if we can transport even the Bengali also, then it will be easy to reach to the people. The message will be
language. Right. And thank you, Mr. Mehti, for giving your precious time and valuable inputs. I think this is our listeners who will be benefited by your expertise. Thank you again. And thanks to all our listeners.
Thank you. Thank you all.
You just heard the interview with Biswajit Mehti conducted by Malas Pratim Sharma. Next, we have a brief interview with Sri Jigme Wangchuk Bhutia, Mission Director of the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban for the Government of Sikkim. The interviewer for this segment is Usha Sharma.
On 15th August 2014, speaking from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi gave a clarion call for Swachhata to become a national priority and to achieve it through Janbhagidari. Subsequently, the Swachh Bharat Mission was launched on 2nd October 2014 under a whole-of-government approach, making sanitation everyone's business. Thereafter, the whole world saw as the nation came together and created what is known as the world's largest Jana Andolan for Swachhata. Dear listeners, today in Northeast Diary, we present an interview with Sri Jigme Wangchuk Bhutia, Mission Director, Swachh Bharat Mission Urban. Sir, what are the key points of Swachhata Hi Seva?
Thank you, Madam. Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 has the theme Swabhav Swachhata Sanskar Swachhata. And Swachhata Hi Seva as a campaign has been carrying on since 2017. Keeping the theme in mind, all the urban local bodies have prepared a list of activities as a prelude to Gandhi Jayanti or Swachh Bharat Divas. So the list of activities involve IEC activities, cleanliness drives, and also health camps for the sanitation workers. There are three main pillars of activities under Swachhata Hi Seva, and these pillars are Swachhata Ki Bhagidari, Sampurna Swachhata, and Safai Mitra Suraksha Shivir. So the urban local bodies, we have seven of them. They are carrying out all the activities as per the mission guidelines.
Okay, moving on. What are the main programs undertaken as part of the Swachhata Hi Seva in the state of Sikkim?
In the urban local bodies, this time the focus is more on IEC activities, and for this we are mainly targeting the school students. So the activities with the school students involve painting competition, quiz competition, essay writing competitions. Besides this, we've identified around 32 CTUs or black spots, and the urban local bodies, in partnership with NGOs and other organizations, they are carrying out cleanliness drives in these CTUs. And thirdly, the urban local bodies have also organized health camps for their sanitation workers, and also awareness camps to make them aware about the various Government of India and state government schemes for which they are eligible.
Okay, lastly, how is the mass mobilization going on to script a success story of the cleanliness movement in the state?
This time we are extremely pleased because involved self-help groups throughout the urban local bodies. So they are proving to be able Swachhata partners for us. So they are taking the message of Swachhata to the household level. And I think this is proving to be very effective, especially in household waste segregation and in reduction of garbage, and also cleanliness of the neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. In Northeast Diary, you heard an interview with Sri Jigme Wangchuk Bhutia, Mission Director, Swachh Bharat Mission Urban, regarding the programs undertaken as part of the Swachhata Hi Seva in the state of Sikkim. Mr. Bhutia is the State Nodal Officer, Swachhata Hi Seva. Interviewer was Usha Sharma.
So folks, with that, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Till then, bye-bye.